This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour. It's the DJV show with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Rich McFadden here with you while Doug is out for another couple days touring Europe. Where is he going besides Italy? Is he anywhere besides Italy, or is it all Italy?
I think it's all Italy. Yeah. All Italy, all the time.
Yeah, good for the rest of Europe. Woohoo! All right, so while back home here, I'm sure, you know, one of the great things about traveling is you kind of get disconnected from the news while you're, you know, off doing things. So while he's sitting in the Swiss Alps or sitting in the Colosseum or something like that, he's not burdened down with some of the news, but, you know, some of the fun news, too. So we got a little bit of both today. So just in a quick update on the New York terrorist situation, the dirtbag who's lying in a hospital bed shot by a New York City police officer now wants to fly the ISIS flag in his hospital room. We'll keep you updated on how that works out for him.
Yeah, good luck with that one, buddy. Well, he appeared in court yesterday in a wheelchair after his surgery and showed absolutely no remorse whatsoever. He said he's very happy about everything that he's done.
He's happy about it. He's very pleased with his actions, right?
Yep.
I think President Trump's tweet will probably come to fruition, and that guy will see the
Guantanamo or death penalty.
He'll see the short end of a needle here, and it'll probably take 18 years, but he'll do it. So
now, does that actually, in that case, when it goes to trial, is that a grand jury, or how does that work? That's not just like a regular trial, right?
Well, there'll be a grand jury indict him.
Mm-hmm.
But then it'll go likely to, well, it depends on whether it's federal or state.
Yeah.
So if it goes federal, it could be a judge. But if it goes state, I think it has to be a jury.
What I'm interested to see is if Trump's tweets affect any of the proceedings, because he tweeted about Bo Bergdahl before, and then they had to delay his trial because they thought it might lead to an unfair, you know, that the jury wouldn't be able to fairly decide what to do with him because Trump was saying this should happen. So now he's saying he should get the death penalty. I wonder if anything will happen because of that.
I don't think anybody's going to get
it. I don't think so either.
There are people out there who will defend this guy. I mean, Charles Manson is married. There are people out there who will defend this guy and say that he deserves everything. And he does. It's where the system works. He deserves a defense. Hopefully it won't be a good one, but
yeah.
He deserves a defense.
I mean, I'm kind of praying for the guy with the stutter from My Cousin Vinny, you know? You know what I mean? you want that guy who's a public defender.
Yeah, that's the guy you're going to get. Oh.
And have they actually spoken? I haven't heard anything or seen anything yet about his wife. I mean, I think he has two young children. Do we know anything? All I know is the wife wore a full burqa and only her eyes were exposed. I don't know if there's any, you know, is she an accomplice? Did she know about it? He said he was planning it for over a year.
Yeah, and apparently there's a group of, I don't know, 20 to 25 people that he was friends with where they were keeping an eye on the group, but he just never came up into someone they should keep an eye on. So I have a feeling you're going to see a couple other arrests here. I don't know that anybody else was involved, but I think just his group of friends have the same thinking and the same mindset as he does, and you're going to see a few more arrests here.
I'd be interested to see what's up down in Tampa, because that's where he apparently met a lot. He lived there for 2 years. He had a group of friends from down there in Tampa before he became an Uber driver, and then he moved up to Paterson, New Jersey, where that mosque that's right around the corner from where his house is, that mosque has been under surveillance by the FBI for a while now. And they did say in 2015 that the FBI did interview him. They didn't find he had any real connection to anything other than, like you said, Rich, he's got some, I guess, some friends who are on the watch list.
Right.
But it's... I don't know. Something obviously is going on in Florida, because didn't some of the pilots from 9/11, weren't they in Florida as well? I mean, it just seems like somewhere near that Tampa airport is like a terror cell. Yeah. And I don't really know why Florida keeps coming up in it's like a common denominator now.
You know where we're getting to, right? The Minority Report. Forget the precogs and Minority Report, you know, the triplets that could see the future and, you know, has shared one.
You have to refresh my memory. I'm not really familiar with
Tom
that movie.
Cruise movie Minority Report, where they could see the future and they could see pre-crime.
Okay.
And they would arrest people based on what the future told them the crimes would happen.
That's
nuts. They would arrest the people sometimes years before the crime ever happened. Right. And I think the movie took place, I don't know, in 24 something or other, something like that, or in 2050 or something like not too far in the future. So we interviewed a guest on one of our other radio shows here at the Radio America Network that we basically have the technology now through data to do the same thing. To see crime trends and to see and to collect data so that you can look at individuals or groups and know and predict what's going to happen. These people were able to predict falls in nursing homes based on data that they collected.
Okay. I have to ask you right now. Okay, that's amazing, first of all. If we know that Great Aunt Tilly is going to take a spill out of the bed, how do we not know, how does the FBI not know that these guys that they're already under surveillance are going to do, they're going to do something
shady? That's exactly where we're going. I predict within the next 5 years, we will be using this data to arrest people before they've actually committed the crime. And that's a sticky wicket right there, man. Because if you haven't committed a crime...
See, the only thing is, like, constitutionally, that's habeas corpus. There's no body, there is no crime. So I don't really even understand how they'd be able to do that.
So let's say you're not a citizen. Let's say you're an immigrant from Uzbekistan.
Doesn't the Constitution cover that, though?
It does, but...
That would have to be changed?
Something's going to be a slippery slope because,
this
we should have known about this guy. There were people who were worried about this guy, and we hear this every time.
Yeah.
And nobody ever says anything.
Look at the what was it, over, not even 2 years ago, right? The guy who, down in Chelsea in Manhattan, set off that bomb, and luckily, I don't think anyone was really severely injured, but that guy had been under surveillance, and he was in New Jersey, too, and I think he was even in Patterson, actually. So there's something going on in Patterson and in Tampa. I'm taking them off my visitation list.
So at what point does the pendulum swing far enough that we start to give up more of our rights so that we can catch these people before the act?
I mean, it's a great question, and I think that's going to be a question for the next 10 years.
Look at where we've come from since 9/11. Look at what we've given. I so specifically remember back in the early 2000s, Doug and I doing a story about the Corvettes having a black box in them so that you could tell in an accident, you could pull this black box and you could tell the speed and the braking distance on that car. And they could use it in a court trial. And this story was huge. Everybody was up in arms. What are you doing following me? You shouldn't know how fast I was going. You shouldn't know how long I braked for. You shouldn't be able to tell this. That's an invasion of my privacy. Then a few years later, the iPhone comes out and all this other stuff, and we've got GPS, and we can do geolocation on, you know, hey, where's my friend at? And, hey, how far to the next bar or whatever it is?
Mm-hmm.
And we gave up those rights. And then 9/11, we gave up those other rights. And we willingly, because of convenience or fear, giving up a lot of our rights. And this is the next thing to happen, I think.
It's just such a complicated debate. You know, it's like the free speech thing. We were talking earlier about, you know, Snoop Dogg's controversial new album cover that features, it's basically a remake of, I think it was Public Enemy's album cover from back in the day, and they had a cadaver on, and it said Uncle Sam was the toe tag, and on Snoop's cover, the toe tag says Trump. And so it's, you know, Do you protect free speech? I mean, do we go after the Kathy Griffins and the Snoop Dogs of the world, but yet we also protect the white supremacists who want to rally and spew hate speech? If that's all protected, you can't pick and choose. It's either we do protect free speech, whether we like it or not, or we don't. And this is going to be the same kind of thing with civil liberties. Are we going to have everyone under surveillance or not?
It's a little different in that the market will take care of Snoop Dogg. If Snoop Dogg has an audience, he will be fine. If he doesn't have an audience, he will just wither away. When it comes to the laws that we all have to abide by and that protect us, I think it's probably a little different. I'm a big fan of the consumer taking care of Snoop Dogg. Great. If he likes it, cool. I thought he was a Trump fan, though. Wasn't he on the Apprentice? Was he one of the Apprentice guys?
No, he was never on The Apprentice. He was on, I think you're thinking of Lil Wayne.
Okay. All right. So, anyway.
Or Lil John. One of the Lils. One of the Lils with a grill.
One of the Lils. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, keep an eye on it. It's, you know. I just kind of be aware. The only thing I say is be aware of where this is always going.
Right, but it is disturbing, like you said at the beginning of this.
We should have arrested this guy last week.
Yep, it's disturbing to hear. Well, the FBI interviewed him 2 years ago.
Right.
And then let him go. And that seems to be the constant, and that is very frustrating.
I know. And the real victim, I mean, besides the people who are dead, the real victims here are Home Depot and what was the other?
Uber.
Yeah. Home Depot and Uber. Oh, my goodness. All right. It's 18 past the hour on the DJV show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
19 past the hour, the DJV show with Victoria, Kara, and Rich. And Papa John in the news today. Papa John is, and it's kind of interesting, he's pulled their advertising. They took their stock hit yesterday of 10%, which equals $70 million that guy lost yesterday. And he is blaming it all on the NFL's inability to fix the mess that is the national anthem situation. He's not saying one way or the other whether he agrees or disagrees with the players. He's just saying the NFL has not been able to fix the mess. We hang all of our hat on advertising with the NFL. They are at fault, and we are pulling all of our advertising.
And, you know, Papa John's is a major, major sponsor, if not the biggest, besides Pepsi.
They, in the past 2 years, Papa John's has been seen in polls as the advertiser most identified with the NFL. So, hey, you got to call it like you see it. So they're out for now. So we'll follow it and see how it happens. 21 past the hour on the DJ V Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
McCartney and Wings with Band on the Run. It's a DJ V Show at 23 past the hour with Victoria, Kara, and Rich. Enjoying some post-Beatles Paul McCartney and a little bit of Ringo coming up here. Paul McCartney's sweater and Ringo Starr's suit pants are coming up for auction. What's going on here, Victoria?
I know, right? So you've got a little bit of Beatlemania still happening. Paul McCartney had a knit sweater, and it is not cute. I'm just going to let you know. It's a blue sweater that's short sleeve, so short sleeve sweaters are weird anyway. And it features a silver Wings logo, which he wore when he was on stage during his UK tour with Wings in 1973. It was designed by the Ritva Man, which is a husband and wife duo that also worked with the Rolling Stones and Simon and Garfunkel. They did lots of stage costumes back then. Opening bids for this ugly sweater is $8,000.
Okay.
So if you...
No, I've got it. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Everybody, let's do a GoFundMe, or let's set something up on the website today to everybody chip in, and let's buy this for Doug.
You know, Doug would probably wear it.
Go great. Go great with his corduroy pants.
Right, exactly. Doug has blue corduroy pants, so this silver, ugly, sleeveless sweater with a W on it would be perfect for him.
I mean, it almost looks like something like an old-school, like Flash Gordon kind of outfit. That's like what it looks like. It's just really hideous.
All right, so if you're interested in donating to buy this Paul McCartney 1973 ugly sweater for Doug, go to our Facebook page or tweet us right now. If we get enough people, I'm going to buy this thing. And I will make Doug wear it every single day.
Well, in addition to the heinous blue sweater, which will soon be owned by a one Doug Steffen, there are some other items, some suit jackets, that are labeled with George Beetle for George Harrison inside the label. Ringo has his name emblazoned in blue ink on the pocket of his jacket. Those two items together are going for $50,000. That's where they start. That's how you know how ugly the blue sweater is. It's $8,000.
I know, that's out of our price range. We could buy the ugly sweater, I think.
They're also selling... I think we can do it. They're also selling some rare records, an early version of the Beatles' first American single with their name misspelled as Beatles with two T's. So that's actually something that's kind of cool. They also have a Liverpool paper that voted the Beatles the city's best act in 1962. And they're also accepting bids on a large number of concert posters and different memorabilia. There's one poster that's kind of really cool from Topeka, Kansas, that also featured Fats Domino, Bo Diddley, and the Shirelles on the same bill as the Beatles, which is super cool. The auction is ending on November 11th.
So think about how cool this would be. The pants are ugly, right? I get that.
Yeah.
But I'd love to be able to walk in and just go, I've got Ringo's pants on. I'm wearing Ringo's pants.
I mean, anything except for the wings sweater, because that's just too much. But any of the other stuff, I think, is super cool.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have some of this paraphernalia or memorabilia hanging up in my basement in my house. It would be so cool.
Absolutely.
It's funny because I've been doing with this little like neighborhood band that we've got, with all these 50-year-old guys in our neighborhood hanging out, jamming together.
The dad band?
The dad band, yeah. We call ourselves C. Alice. And we play a lot of Beatles and stuff. So I've been doing a lot of kind of watching their... And McCartney is just such a genius. McCartney was originally one of the guitar players, but then their bass player bailed out, so he started playing the bass for him. But he and Ringo is like, everybody looks at Ringo like he's a genius drummer. And he's like, no, I'm just left-handed, so I have to reach differently to play the drums. But these guys are musical genius, really good stuff. So check it out, 28 Past here, in case you don't know who the Beatles are. 28 Past.
It's a new band.
Right. Anyway, now these days are gone, I'm not so
self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind. Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, why did Aston Martin create a DB11 with a V8 engine when the V12 was so successful? China gets fined for CO2 output, so the V8s are free of the pollution tax there. There are some differences on the exterior of the V8. The V8 only has two vents in the hood as opposed to four vents in the V12. It has a slightly different grille, different wheels, and for the first time in history, Aston Martin is spelled out across the rear of the boot. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Give joy, get joy at Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early birds until 1 p.m. to save big and take an extra 20% off. With an extra 20% off, men's vests are just $14.39, juniors' boots are $27.99, and mini kitchen electrics are only $10.39. Plus, only at Kohl's, get Kohl's cash to spend on your next purchase. Presents for them, Kohl's cash for you. Give joy, get joy this Saturday only at Kohl's. Select styles. 20% offer valid November 1st to 7th with promo code FROSTY20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Before past the hour on the DJV show, sans Doug Steffen, who is off traveling around Italy. Be back with you
next week,
yeah, Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. Until then, I get to sit in the seat along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schill, and almost switched your back names there.
Why does everyone do that? Is that confusing?
I know.
We're like one person.
Kara Keelan. I like that. Kara Keelan.
Let's get married. Actually,
yeah.
Divorce, Louie.
Yeah, Victoria Schilling. I actually like your last names better when I switched in, so I'm sticking with that.
Okay, thanks. Right.
And I am Rich McFadden along with you here. So next year, I have a wedding to go to in Mexico, and Victoria, you were just in Mexico, right?
Yeah, that's where we took our honeymoon at the end of June, beginning of July, and I feel like we had a wonderful time. We were right outside. We were about 45 minutes from Cancun.
Okay, that's about where I'm going to.
Yeah, and we had just an amazing, amazing time, but right after we got home, we were visiting with friends and catching up and everything, and a friend of mine said, wow, you know, you're kind of lucky that you made it out of Mexico, you know, unscathed, and I didn't know what he was talking about. And then I started looking it up, and all of the resorts, I mean, there are a ton of resorts that in and around the Cancun area and down through Playa del Carmen, which heads down the coast about an hour, hour and a half from Cancun Airport. There are a lot of resorts that are now under investigation for selling bootleg alcohol, and that... The problem with that is that it's so toxic that people have died from it and people
really?
Have blacked out. There was the multiple stories of people saying, you know, I had one drink at the bar and the next thing I know I wake up and I'm like on the beach passed out and I have no idea what happened and my wallet's gone and I mean their room had been robbed. I mean, and multiple stories like that. So they thought that the bartenders were actually like slipping roofies into people's drinks. And it turns out it wasn't that. It was the bootleg alcohol, which apparently has such a high concentration of ethanol or something that's terrible for you. And that's actually what was making people black out.
Well, here's an American student, Abby Connor, who was found floating in a pool at a 5-star resort near Playa del Carmen in January after doing shots with her brother. And then he blacked out, wakes up the next morning, she's floating in the pool because of this alcohol.
Yep.
So, but...
they said it was something, I think so far they've found that it's about 40,000 gallons of tainted alcohol at all of these, you know, 3, 4, 5-star resorts.
So here's what and are these big brand name resorts? Because I'm going to Hard Rock because my niece works there. Or are these kind of the?
Are you going to be at the Hard Rock in Cancun?
I think it's Cancun or Playa del Carmen, somewhere one of those two.
I would think Hard Rock is okay. I don't think Hard Rock is one of the names that has come up. Most of them are the Iberostar. You know that chain?
Yes, I
and
do know
I
them.
Actually looked at an Iberostar for our honeymoon, and I ended up going with a Hyatt because I just sort of felt like, well, you know, if it's sort of an American chain or whatever, you know, I just thought it would be safer and better. I'm happy that I made that decision because we had a wonderful time. But these Iberostar resorts, and there are a ton of them down there, they're the ones that were first targeted. Then there's another one for some of the smaller ones, Grand Velas, Riviera Maya. That's another resort that I've actually heard of. It's a little more on the boutique end, and that's a guy actually claimed that he was drugged and then sexually assaulted by a massage therapist. So I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and this is all kind of coming to a head now through TripAdvisor, which has kind of become the gold standard for people to do research. It's certainly how I found our resort, and I use them for everything. But, you know, TripAdvisor is now being accused of kind of whitewashing these problems and deleting these negative reviews where people talk about being robbed and drugged and mugged and whatever else has happened. So now TripAdvisor is just saying it's all hearsay and they're not actually posting these reviews. Now, the other thing is TripAdvisor initially started out kind of like an Angie's List where you could just go and read unbiased reports.
Not sponsored.
Yeah, and now TripAdvisor sells rooms at all these resorts. You can actually book these resorts right through TripAdvisor now. So they're obviously, they're not, you know, an impartial sort of platform anymore for reviews. This is going to hurt their bottom line. So they're taking out anything that could possibly, you know, taint their profits. And it's terrible. I mean, these are people's lives on the line here. It's really a much more serious problem than American media has really reported it.
Here's Jamie Valerie, 34, Wisconsin. In 2015, she was sexually assaulted and her husband suffered a broken hand at the Iberia Resort, blacked out in the middle of the day and just into their third drink. Her account was corroborated by a local newspaper through receipts, email, and phone records and medical reports, yet TripAdvisor removed her posts, calling them hearsay.
Mm-hmm.
TripAdvisor just lost all credibility. Boom, they're done.
Well, the thing is, though, I mean, you and I are talking about this, but this is not something that's making mainstream news. You know, it's just, I don't know why it is. I mean, we certainly have enough drama going on in this country as it is. But, you know, this should be, they've issued travel warnings. The week after we got back from our honeymoon, they issued a travel warning to not take the airport shuttle bus from Cancun to what they call, like, you know, the hotel row.
Right.
Because the bus had been pulled over and robbed at gunpoint three times. Along the road, and along that road, it's a beautiful. It looks like you're in Florida and Palm Beach. It's a beautiful palm tree lined road. It's one single highway, and yet these armed gunmen know that that's the tourist bus. So they rob people coming out of the airport.
So I
and they did in Cabo too. They had travel warnings for both airports.
A guy I work with has. I go to Colombia all the time, and you hear the stories of Colombia, and it's, you know, yeah, you have to be careful. Yeah, you have to be safe for where you go, but it's not as bad as what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have a friend that I work with, and he's in Mexico at least once a month because he's got clients down there in the radio business, and then also my niece who works for Hard Rock, she's down there every 6 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that. So I gotta wonder, is this as bad? I mean, it sounds like there's enough accounts here on these TripAdvisors that are getting deleted that it's pretty bad,
mm-hmm.
and you see it on the news all the time, and so there's got to be something going on. But, you know, be careful where you go.
But in this case, like, if you're paying for a five-star resort, and most of these, I would think, like, 90% of these places are all-inclusive, so, you know, the first thing you do, you get a cocktail as soon as you check in. And I mean, how do you know? Yeah. The alcohol doesn't taste any different.
Right.
You know, I mean, maybe if you were just drinking like a vodka martini, you might be able to tell that it tastes like cheap vodka. But beyond that, most people drink those big, you know, fruity mixed drinks.
And whatever the next thing you know,
yeah, and then that's it. I mean, there's really no way to fully protect yourself except just don't go to Mexico right now, I guess.
Yeah. All right, well, there it is. Do your research and watch where you're going, watch what you're drinking. I'm going to bring my own booze when I go there. Until then, just be careful. Keep your eyes up. It's 43 past the hour on the DJV show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-707-8439. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-707-8439. 800-707-8439. That's 800-707-8439.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. When a person is facing the difficult challenges that come with advanced illness, their pets can play a critical role in providing comfort in their final moments. Unfortunately, as families deal with the grief of illness and the loss of a loved one, those beloved pets may be overlooked or treated as an afterthought. Pet Peace of Mind is an organization that helps hospice and palliative care patients keep and care for their pets. Dr. Mia Carey, veterinarian and Pet Peace of Mind board member.
For many of us, our pets are like members of the family. In difficult times, a pet can provide the same sense of comfort and calm that a human family member might. When a patient begins hospice or palliative care, it can be challenging to make sure all of their pet's needs are met. Pet Peace of Mind allows patients to make their end-of-life journey gracefully with their loving pets right by their side.
For more information or to make a donation, please visit petpeaceofmind.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
coming up on 45 past the hour on the DJV show. Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, Victoria Keelan along with you. And joining us now is Rusty Robertson, who is the co-founder and member of the Stand Up to Cancer Council of founders and advisors. Remember, everybody's seen Stand Up to Cancer. You've seen the Hollywood events every year where they try to raise money to help cancer. And also Karen Taphorn, who is a Stand Up to Cancer Survivor Ambassador. And guys, welcome to the DJV show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you for being here. I, myself, am a cancer survivor. I don't know if you call it lucky, but I had Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is, if you catch it in time, a fairly easy cancer to beat. So you just have to go through the process and you're get on the other side to talk about it. So I'm very kind of aware of the Stand Up to Cancer campaign and what you guys are trying to do for everybody, and thank you for it. But CVS is getting involved to try and help raise awareness and raise some money to help Stand Up for Cancer. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Stand Up to Cancer, and thanks so much. And yes, you are lucky, and yes, we want more of you survivors. And we actually are so fortunate to have wonderful corporations like CVS join us. Up until now, they have raised over $15 million for critical research. And each year for 3 weeks, so from now until November 19th, customers can support cancer research by donating $1 or $3. So when you check out, it's going to pop up on the pin pad, and it's going to say, "Will you donate?" And gotcha. And that dollar can really, really make a difference. It goes straight to clinical trials, which Karen, I know, will tell you a little bit more, but it's also for critical research.
So, Karen, I'll come out and say it. I'm not a fan of the pink campaign because I just don't feel that they have our best interests at heart, and I don't feel that they spend their money well. So tell us how the money is being spent and tell us what kind of things that Stand Up for Cancer is doing to help.
Hi, Rich. Congratulations. I'm glad that you're doing so well.
Thank you. You too.
It's interesting that you made the comment that your cancer was one that was you hope was easily treatable. I had melanoma, and mine should have been easily treatable as well. But it's a do-or-die situation. Either it's removed and you go about your day, or it becomes something else. In my case, it became stage 4 with 24 tumors in my lungs.
Oof.
I found my way down to Memorial Sloan Kettering, and my doctor had a conversation with me about a clinical trial, which I jumped at. And when I tell you, I would have crawled to get to Memorial each time to get that treatment. And that treatment saved my life. That was a Stand Up to Cancer trial. So every time somebody donates, that money's going 100% to research, to save people like me, people like you.
That's fantastic. Well, and this is the kind of breakthroughs that we need. There are so many things that I feel just get tied up in the bureaucracy of the medical field. So it's good to see that something that works is actually getting through and getting to patients like you, where it can be of help and service to you. So, why is the support for clinical trials so important? I mean, how is it helping to advance things?
Well, of course, clinical trials are critical to be able to see, patients, and not just to help save patients' lives, but all of the, all of the doctors learn so much from them. And something that is absolutely, an unbelievable thing to know is that less than 5% of the adults in the United States that are diagnosed with cancer actually participate in a clinical trial. So the most important thing that we can do is get those newest, most innovative treatments and the research to the patients, and you're able to do that through clinical trials.
trials. So if you go to standuptocancer.org, you can learn about it. If you go to standuptocancer.org/clinical trial, you'll be able to find a trial that would fit for you.
All right, so go to su2c.org to learn more, like Karen and Rusty just said. Or when you're in your local CVS, go to your CVS, buy something there. Give $1 or $3. I will thank you personally because I appreciate the work that these people do. Rusty and Karen, thank you so much for being with us. It's 50 past the hour on the DJV show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Take too long to figure out what this is, Victoria, right?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, wait a second, this is Rocky. Or is it? Is it Creed? I don't know. 53 past the hour to the DJV show. I'm Victoria Keelan, that's Rich McFadden, and we've got Kara Schillen at our studio in Washington, D.C. It is now time for movie moments with our movie guru, Chuck Curry. Chucker, what are we listening to? Is this from
Creed?
No,
that is Rocky. It's Rocky. That is the original Rocky theme. But the reason we play that is because they officially announced the release date to the sequel to Creed, Creed 2, November 23rd, 2000. 18, which will once again co-star Sylvester Stallone, star Michael B. Jordan. The last Creed movie was terrific. Mm-hmm. This one has high anticipation. But there's a rumor floating around. Tell me what you think of this. I don't know if I want it to be true or not. I'm sort of leaning to maybe not, that Dolph Lundgren will come back and reprise his role of Ivan Drago from Rocky IV in Creed II and play a major part of the storyline.
I would hope not, but as good as Creed I was, I guess I would have to trust them that they know what they're doing and that they would make it good. But, yeah, I'm ready for something new. And that's what was great about Creed, is it was kind of the old story, but new.
You know why it was new, though? Because it had a new writer-director, Ryan Coogler was his name. He went on to direct the Black Panther, a Marvel superhero movie that will be released in 2018. But I guess he was not available to do the sequel, Sylvester Stallone is writing and directing, so I just hope he doesn't add too many soap opera elements to the mix. Having said that, the movie before Creed, which was Rocky Balboa, I thought was an awesome film, just as good as Creed.
Did Stallone write those as well?
He didn't write Creed.
He didn't write Creed. Okay.
No, he did not. But he wrote every other Rocky, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I had read some trivia about Ryan Coogler, that he grew up like a lot of guys and was just a Rocky super fan.
Right,
and that's
exactly
how he was able to write such a compelling script. But I do agree, though, that there were so many other layers to that story, and that's how it sucked me in. I was never a Rocky fan, but I love the movie Creed. And I love the mix of old and new, and I thought it was the perfect balance. So
yeah.
I hope it doesn't become kind of like too much Rocky and too much cheese. You know, in the next one, but fingers crossed.
What is up with you today, cheese?
We're going to know November 21st, 2018.
Hey, I saw where Star Wars tickets are already on sale, right?
They are. Tracking at a whopping $215 million opening weekend. And Disney, I was reading yesterday, December 15th. Disney announced the strongest terms for theater owners in quite some time. They want 65% of the ticket sale.
Wow.
And the theater has to have the movie on the biggest screen for the first 4 weeks in the multiplex auditorium.
I mean, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
For Disney, I mean, when you look at movies like Beauty and the Beast, I mean, that was just that was a phenomenon.
It's a great film.
Yeah, it really was.
The article also stated that Disney has as much power right now in the movie industry as MGM did late in the 1930s.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you look at all the animated stuff and all the superhero stuff.
You control a lot.
Right, right, right. All right, Chuck, what's going on in movie news? What else?
Warner Brothers had tremendous success with a Stephen King-based movie, It. That movie made $320 million so far at the box office. So you're going to figure you're going to get more Stephen King movies or remakes in theaters. Paramount announced they're going to do a remake of Pet Cemetery, hiring two independent directors to helm the project. The movie should be out sometime late 2018 or 2019. I remember seeing Pet Cemetery in the theater about 20 years ago?
Yeah.
And that movie sort of, I wasn't thumbs up, wasn't thumbs down. I was sort of numb by the experience. Very cold film, but a lot of people really dig it, think it's one of the Stephen King's best source material. So there you have it, Pet Cemetery remake.
You know, you got to think, how many Stephen King movies are there? What, 10?
There's a lot. No, there's 20-something. My favorite being the Dead Zone. Christine's a really good one. The Shining's awesome on a movie screen. But The Dead Zone with Christopher Walken from 1983 is my favorite movie based on a Stephen King novel.
And I watched, 1963? His book about going back in time to kill Lee Harvey Oswald.
Okay, how was that?
And that they did the TV series on Hulu. Really cool. Really, it's a neat book. It's a lot of fun, and the TV series on Hulu was really cool. So you can catch that too. If you're looking to catch up on a series over the weekend and do a little jamming on some TV, all right, Chucker. Thank you very much. It's 58 past the hour on the DJV show. Chuck Curry and Movie Moments.
We'll be right back. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.